This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107. Trending this hour.
Today's Earth Day, so happy Earth Day. I mean, I watched the music video of Justin Bieber and Halsey and Snoop Dogg and Miley Cyrus and everyone else in the world.
I actually have some audio from it if you want to hear it.
Yes, please.
We love the Earth. It's my world now. I love the Earth. It's so earthy.
That's not it.
Oh, it's not? Oh, that must be hackers or something on YouTube.
Anyway, everybody go out today and you plant a tree, okay? Thanks. Adele and her husband have separated, which means new music.
Yeah. She'll be in a dark place, write some songs about that. And then when she finds herself again, she'll write some more songs about that.
There was a statement that says the pair are committed to raising their son together lovingly. So that's always nice to hear.
Coachella wrapped up for another year. A lot of big performances, a lot of cameos.
Oh, yeah.
And even some new music. Kanye dropped a new song.
Did he?
During his church service yesterday. Yeah, it's called
cool.
Water. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
I have some of it here.
It's that water, 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 ooh. H2O is also known as water, water, ooh, water, ooh.
Ariana Grande brought out Justin Bieber at Coachella. That's cool. Khalid had John Mayer on stage. Zed brought out Alessia Cara, shout out, Canadian, and Maren Morris. Chance the Rapper, Kid Cudi, DMX, Will Smith. Oh, this year was the year I was supposed to go. And now I'm going to buy an overpriced ticket for next year and I'm going to be let down because guess what? It's going to be Jan Arden.
And Rock Voisin.
Ugh.
It is time for the spring edition of The Happy Off. This is a segment we do once in a while around here when we know you need a little pick-me-up.
I'll go first. Easter chocolate's on sale. Mini eggs are ruining my life.
Okay, I don't know if there are any sounds that I appreciate quite as much as the sound of a golf ball being hit off of a tee box. And luckily, I live somewhat close to a golf course, so I can hear it, and it just soothes me. This is the Happy Off. We've got Harley, our weekend guy, in the house as well.
Oh, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
My first one, I would have to say, it's not winter anymore, so although dogs are cute in jackets, I'm pretty excited that I'm going to be seeing the full dog from now on.
All right. I like it.
Okay, my next one, ladybugs, as long as they don't pee on me. Ryder?
Is that a thing?
You made it sound like I peed.
No! Ladybugs.
Like I'm supposed to get the hint. I'm like, did I wear my ladybug jacket again? Okay. Just the right amount of layers can be worn to hide my winter chub. You know?
Yeah, I totally get it.
Like, I can go with the jacket over top of the t-shirt, or I can totally still get away with wearing
just
a sweater.
Nice baggy windbreaker that has the elastic band around the bottom.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Harley?
It's summer. Awkward picnics are back, so it's not so bad when you realize that wasps are also coming back.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's not summer yet, though.
No.
Okay, my next one is that it is officially a month and a little bit until May long weekend, which can be a blessing and a curse. Reasonings being, upside, you have time to get into shape.
Yeah.
Downside, you probably won't, so let's hope it rains and we can all wear sweaters all weekend, okay?
In between shoveling season and mowing season, I like to call this time of year lazy season. Not to be mistaken with a lazy Susan.
Lazy Susans are pretty awesome.
Yeah. No, but it is lazy season.
But don't you want to prep your grass?
Yeah.
What?
There's like a 2-week window where it's best to just leave it.
Okay.
All right. My last one. I got to say, caterpillars, they're probably coming back real soon. I got a bug craving like you wouldn't believe. And oh, the more legs, the better. I can't wait to see my fuzzy friends again.
I think that caterpillars are the creepiest things on the planet.
What?
Like, they're cute and all, but you're telling me that thing just rolls up in a cocoon and then all of a sudden it's a beautiful butterfly that's just flying around.
Emphasis on beautiful. You also don't like sloths, though.
I hate sloths.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
One time a sloth on Twitter told me to shut up.
Okay.
Good.
Can you give us one more happy off?
Okay. Oh, here's a good one. Being able to walk home from the bar comfortably to go get 10 taquitos.
All mornings with Ryder and Lisa. You may have heard the story from a few months ago about the woman from Arizona who broke into a man's home and also hounded him with over 159,000 texts.
What? I thought it was like 159 texts.
No, 159,000 texts. And she's in jail now. The update just came out that she was interviewed recently and said, I can't believe that it turned into this. I can't believe that I'm actually in jail over a few text messages.
Yeah, a few.
159,000. So be careful, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You're a bit like that.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, when you get rumbling on your phone, I can't even see your thumbs. Like when you're mad at somebody and it's just
Roadrunner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you could probably get out 159,000 like in an afternoon.
Should we see how many texts I can get before someone responds?
How many? I bet you've done some creepy things like past relationships. We're really going to dive into this after 8 o'clock.
What is the creepiest thing you've ever done?
I got it.
Yeah, everybody has a story. Let's just be honest today. You can remain anonymous, but I'm going to be straight up about mine.
I want to hear yours.
It's super creepy.
Because you started laughing really hard when I asked you this off air. I'll tell mine now, though. Met a girl that I really liked, and I wrote her a song, and then I played it on the radio for her back in the day, and she was like, what? What? You what?
So she didn't even hear it? Like she found out through other people that you did this?
Her dad heard it. And she had mentioned to him that she had met me because he was a fan of the show.
It seems like your relationships in the past, they never go over well with the dads.
No, I think the dad like thought it was pretty cool. Sadly, she didn't.
Sorry to hear that.
Can you not write me songs?
You should have written this song. It would have been a hit.
We've only hung out for like 6 minutes.
Ugh. I'd love to hear those lyrics.
I might have them somewhere.
We know you made a fake Instagram account to creep your ex. Don't deny it. So there's this guy that I used to date, and then we broke up, and then we ended up getting together once after, and I was like, oh, I could try and like be with this guy. But I knew that he had kind of been seeing someone else now. Like he's like, I'm kind of moved on. So I left my bobby pins beside the bed so she'd see them.
Lisa!
What? And then he was like, did you leave your bobby pins on my floor on purpose? And I was like, what? No. But I totally put
them
there.
That's dangerous.
I know.
Lisa.
I know. I don't feel good about it. But that's the whole point of this topic right now. What is the creepiest thing you've ever done? And that's my answer. And I don't think I've done anything creepier than that. Okay, maybe in high school I would like hang out near the hot guy's locker, even though I would leave the classroom to pretend to go to the bathroom because I knew that they'd be like in the cafeteria. Creepy.
Right.
But I feel like everybody has gone through something like that.
Yeah, the one text we got on the Valentine's one really creeped me out.
Yeah, so Carla wrote in saying I would lick the envelope of my grade 4 crush's Valentine.
Ew. That's gross.
So, like after you received like, a Valentine you get it, from them.
Right, you assume that it was them that licked it shut. And
probably
then,
their mom.
See, I was thinking that too. I'm like, Carla, that was totally their mom that did all of that work. Plus, who would have a crush on somebody who gives you a Valentine that doesn't have a chocolate attached to it? That's how I judged if I liked someone growing up.
Harley, our weekend guy, pops in once in a while on Mondays.
Hey, yeah.
You've done some creepy stuff.
Oh, who hasn't? But that licking the envelopes thing, that reminded me. One time in elementary school, it was like probably my first crush. So, you know, I knew what to do. I was trying to make her laugh at recess, and I kicked this push pop that was on the ground. You know those candy sticks?
Yep.
And she laughed at it. So I was like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if I licked it? So I pick up this push pop, and I even remember the grass on there. It's like all gross, and I licked it. And I don't even remember if it got a laugh or anything, but...
You blacked out.
Oddly enough, I didn't date that person or anything. Yeah.
Weird. Do you guys remember when you'd have the push pop and it would get so slobbery that when you would put your thumb up to push it, it would just be like wet and gooey and sticky in the hole
down
there?
Into your hand.
Yeah.
This text from Ryan says, I stole my neighbor's cat once. I just kept it in my closet until my parents discovered it. So, okay. I don't know if... Does that mean you were obsessed with the neighbor? Were you obsessed with the neighbor's cat? Because that's kind of weird. You don't just take someone's cat.
No, was it a really good cat, and though?
Maybe it was a Persian cat.
Yeah. What do you got for us?
I might have stalked somebody one time.
You did stalk them? How did you stalk them?
Well, I just knew where they were going to be, and I just showed up there. Okay, I was, like, young, though.
But where'd you show up?
At the pool, because I knew he was going to be at the pool.
Now, here's my question. This is where it gets real creepy. Did you also go swimming, or did you just sit outside the pool and try to see as many glimpses of him in his bathing suit as possible?
I didn't go swimming.
That's even more creepy.
That's totally worse. Did you know that Canadian geese scream when they're flying south?
Like, woo, this vacation's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're out of here, losers.
That's like all my buddies when you get them on a flight on their way to Cancun for spring break or whatever. Also, a lot of yelling.
Also, have you noticed that there's some geese that fly around like up on the seventh floor near our windows?
Yeah, they get pretty high.
It's scary. I'm always like, whoa,
take
you're
it
way
easy.
Too close to the window, bro.
Take it easy up there, Maverick. Yeah, no, the geese apparently are even more fired up this year than normal. There's been a few attacks at golf courses, certain neighborhoods where they're like asking kids not to walk by themselves.
The geese are saying that?
No, the geese. The city's saying it.
I know.
So I'm just teaching my kid how to walk around with a golf club all the time. Because that's the only time I've ever felt safe around a goose is when I'm at the golf course and I have a club and I know that all it would take
One swing,
and
but would
done.
It? I don't know. Okay. They're pretty resilient. Like they should be joining the Canadian forces.
The thing I don't like about this is Canadian geese are quite possibly the most irritable of all animals. Why are they Canadians? Canadians are so friendly. We're renowned worldwide for being accepting and loving, and then we all of a sudden have this animal that's just an a-hole that we've claimed as Canadian geese. We should have, like, Canadian baby chickens.
Aww.
That's what we should call them, right? That are just, like, ready to cuddle all the time and be pet. Because I know that that's where I'm at. I can relate with a baby chicken more than I can with a goose.
Would you be more scared to see a Canadian goose on the golf course or an alligator?
I mean, an alligator, I feel like I could outrun.
What?
Yeah,
have you seen an alligator run, Ryder? YouTube it. I do it all the time.
And that's how Lisa's dating life is going as well.
How fast can a gator run?
Like the geese, I could protect myself with the golf club. I'd need more than that for an alligator, so I'd probably take the goose. Here's what I'm thinking. Why the Canadian geese are extra worked up this year.
Why is that?
They fly south for the summer or for the winter.
For the winter, yeah.
They went down there. There's so much hostility politically in the States right now that they're just like came back and they're anxious about what they saw.
Yeah, they can't even handle political climate.
Everybody's yelling at each other down there. They're like, oh, it's good to be back, but I am grumpy. That didn't even feel like a vacation.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.